Hey everybody, Dave Hodges here, host of The Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. And we have Bob Griswold with us, and we're going to be going through some things that could be spinoff to conflict in the South China Sea. And I haven't got to relay all this to Bob, but I'm going to lay out one part that I know very quickly after we go through the break, and then Bob has, I think, complimentary information and some really good advice for what you're going to need to do. But I'll just say this. I'm going to reference the CommonSenseShow.tv in 2 hours. My interview last night with Sam Arnold, which is my third confirmation on this story we're going to break today, that could be leading to war in the South China Sea. That will be up on the TV show, on the CommonSenseShow.tv in 2 hours. And I'm just telling you, ladies and gentlemen, we had the maps out, we had the whole thing, and Sam ends up being the third source on this. And I had double confirmation coming into me when I was interviewing him, and then I got off and I go, oh my gosh, talk about serendipity. Anyway, before we go to Bob and we get into all this and untangle this groundbreaking show, I need to let you know that your time for getting storable food is just about over. And I talked to two farmers this weekend, prominent farmers in two different states. And they're a little afraid to come on because of other business interests. I get it. They're not chicken. I would probably do the same thing. But here's the deal. We are headed for natural gas shortages in this country created by the Biden administration. We're going to freeze in our homes this winter, just like they are in Europe. They're also taking away food at the same time. It's the same strategy. It's conservation easements. They're also lessening the potency of fertilizer that farmers can get by taking out the nitrates. I could go on and on, folks. You know about the supply chain. You know about the 100-plus food processing plants that have burned down since Biden took over. Gee, what a coincidence. You need to get your storable food. That's that simple. All the details are at preparewithdave.com. I'll just say this. No price increase, a sale in effect. But this is a great company. I love MPS. But I'll tell you this. The days of them being able to deliver, just like everybody else with most other products, is coming to an end. And if you're going to be outside their bugs, plants, and fake lab meat system, you better heed my warning and you better get it quickly. That's one. Two, do you have a nest egg to protect? Well, the war in Ukraine is about digital versus gold-backed right now. It didn't start out that way, but it's evolving that way with Latin America going almost exclusively gold-backed, Africa going gold-backed, China going gold-backed, Saudi Arabia going gold-backed. They're all joining Russia with the BRICS because digital is poison. It's enslavement, and everybody knows it. And it's coming here to America, and until this gets straightened out, you better be outside that system, and Noble Gold can help you do that. They can help you diversify. I went from being a advertiser to a customer, happy customer, and we're going to have Noble Gold look at our finances one more time. And ladies and gentlemen, if you have a nest egg to protect, like about 62% of you do, according to the data, you need to call Noble Gold, 877-646-5347, 877-646-5347. And one more thing. If you're going to suffer, you better suffer in silence. You better suffer in comfort. There's going to come a time when it's going to be dangerous to speak out. But I want to give you an opportunity. Thanks to Mike Lindell. We supported Mike Lindell when he was losing everything in his business because he dared to speak up about the criminals that stole the 2020 election. And I guess the word reached him because they approached us and said, Dave, we want to give your audience a great deal. We have the MyPillow products. We had a lot of them before they made this contact. Would you like to sell for us? Yes, we would. Thank you. So go to MyPillow.com/Hodges. Here's the deal. You get half off everything. I'm serious. This is the deal he made for us. This is awesome. Thanks, Mike. And thanks for what you do for America. Half off everything or 2-for-1. And sometimes the sales are even greater than half. And they have everything there. MyPillow.com/Hodges with the coupon code Hodges. Happy to have Mike Lindell and MyPillow on board. They are awesome. Mike Lindell is a true patriot, and we need to support him. So if you have bedding needs, slipper needs, all the bedding needs ever, that's where you go. And we got to do one more. Bob Griswold is our guest, and I can't think of a better prepper site. I can't think of an individual who knows more about prepping than Bob, and we've been doing this for years and years. And you need to go to readymaderesources.com. We'll talk more about this later in the show. But readymaderesources.com is customer friendly. Bob will talk to people free of charge. That doesn't happen, but he does. Here's a guy who's on top of the mountain, so to speak, about preparation, and yet he does things that most others will charge for. But the products are great. The need is even greater given the time. readymaderesources.com. Bob, welcome to the show, and let me just start off very quickly, and then I'm going to let you blend this into where you're going. But I have double confirmation of Japanese paratroopers who've threatened China about Taiwan, and Nancy Pelosi, of course, has been threatened. If you go to Taiwan, we might shoot your plane out of the air, and I'm telling you, it could be collateral damage. The RIMPAC games are going on right now, war games, 26 nations, 26 navies, and it looks like this fleet for America is operating independently because they're being very aggressive towards China. And a lot of people think that America's had enough, the 26 nations had enough, and they're reining in China, and they're going to punch them in the nose. And that's the word I'm getting from two sources. Bob, I'll let you just pick it up from there.
Well, there's a lot to pick up. First of all, just two add-ons to your story, the food shortages. Do you know in New York City now, they are locking up Spam. I mean, it's being locked up because people are stealing it because they can't afford food, especially any kind of real food. So Spam is being locked in those little plastic containers that you have to unlock to get to it. And you can verify that. It's stories on the Internet. And the other thing you talked about, having access to your cash, I don't know if you picked up the story that Israel is now even implementing more and more totalitarian restrictions on using cash. That you can't use, I think it's over $1,700 for a public purchase out of a store, or $3,400 for purchase between two people. And so this is working down, as we know, going to a digital currency where they're phasing out cash. So if you want to have any privacy at all, the window is quickly closing because Israel is just a harbinger of where all the other Western
threat. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, where all the other Western currencies are going, and that is to lock us out of anything that would give us any semblance of privacy. So, or actually access to the goods and services we want, because once it goes digital, they can easily control what you purchase, when you purchase, how much you purchase of it, because everybody will have a digital ID, a digital wallet, and if you go to buy something that is either politically incorrect or, you know, red flag laws, oh my gosh, that guy, he believes abortion is wrong. He can't buy a gun. It just has such wide. It's a broad brush, and it'll paint everybody. You've already bought your so much flour, wheat, corn, meat for the month. You can't buy any more. Your social credit score has to be degraded because of this, and so it's going to further restrict what you can purchase, how much money you can withdraw at one time from a bank. You know, you can only withdraw, you know, so many dollars per month. All of it's there when they go to this digital currency. In the United States right now, it's $10,000. If anybody spends more than $10,000, either public or private, it's required to be reported to the IRS for a cash transfer form. I've got the actual form number, but you have to report that. And the form is quite extensive. How many $100 bills, how many $50 bills, you know, social security number of the person, just about everything they need to know. So this is where it's going, is to restrict people from cash. You can ignore the warning. Dave, the warnings came with Noah for about 100 years. And, you know, we all know the end of the story. Everybody but 8 people ignored it. They just thought, well, I've heard this before. Noah's been saying this before. You know, yada, yada, yada. Where's it happened? It hasn't happened yet. But it's happening right now in real time, right in front of our face. We see all these totalitarian elements being put into place so that they can absolutely take every bit of freedom away from us and turn us basically into what the Matrix calls an ever-ready battery, just an energy source for them to make them more money, more powerful, and to be able to take everything that we own. And, they'll say they've nationalized it, but actually it'll be owned by the collective people in the New World Order and the higher-ups. you know, people like, you know, Taylor Swift, who I think she's taken 180 flights on her private jet this year. You know, Leonardo DiCaprio with I think it was the prime minister of one of the Central American states. You know, here he is. He has this diesel, you know, yacht that burns 300 gallons of diesel an hour, and he's lecturing everybody on, you know, climate change. 300 gallons an hour. But you know, we're evil climate change people, and we have to give up our cars because cars, it is an idea that has come, personal ownership of cars has come and gone. But as they say, they take it from us, but they'll never give it up. And so that's what we see going on, and that's what this war is about right now. It's about two political systems, two systems of finance that the world is going to engage in. One is a digital currency where every aspect is controlled, and the other will still have some personal ability to access cash and to have private debt paid privately, to be able to do commerce between two people without the government. First of all, when it goes through government hands, it'll be taxed, and second of all, it'll be controlled. Everything you do will be known. So those two financial systems are what are at play right now, and you know, it's, you know me, and anybody who's listened to me long knows that I have a biblical view of things. I do see a lot of similarity between that system and what the Bible would call the mark of the beast system, where, you know, you cannot buy or sell without their digital, whatever it is, whatever mark it is, that you have to have to access money, access goods, and to engage in finance in their system. So that's what we see going on right now. All the paradigms are being destroyed right in front of our face, and Americans are basically silent about it. And right now, you know, we are, Dave, in a world that we still have. Russia sees us. I mean, I think Russia the other day said that we are the army of the Antichrist and they are the army of Jesus. Did you see that? So I don't know if you saw that, but one of the Russian generals said that, and it was reported on the news that we are the army of the Antichrist, and they are the army of Jesus, which now it adds a religious element to it. And you know, well,
who's
all
he
the
referring
while,
to? Who's he referring to as the army
the United
of Jesus?
States? Oh, Russia. Russia's the army of Jesus. Now, I'm not saying Russia is the army of Jesus. They're not, but he's introducing a religious aspect to it that just further it's more hyperbolic talk.
I support what you're saying on this because I've seen, even though I haven't heard the quote, this first time I've heard it, I see it in their actions. The social credit system and the digital will lead to the beast system, as you just said, and I understand why they make that comment. I don't think Putin's a Christian. I think it's a facade because of his character, but that doesn't mean that the Russian people don't feel that they're more Christian-like.
Well, he's playing to them, absolutely.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Exactly.
He's
That's
playing
my point.
To them. Yep. Yeah, and so, you know, once you add a religious aspect to a battle and it becomes a holy war, then nothing in a holy war, nothing is off the table. That's my point. Are nuclear weapons off the table in a holy war? I don't think so. Is cyber attack off the table in a holy war? I don't think so. And so we actually, I mean, it's insane. In 18 months from where when Donald Trump left office, we basically had a conflict reduced world. You know, there was Middle Eastern peace talks going on with actually some of the more moderate Middle Eastern states were actually going into peace negotiations with Israel. Our relations with Russia have always been tenuous, but they weren't caustic, they weren't acidic. China was being actually Donald Trump was putting China back in its box, and he was doing through diplomatic and financial means. And in 18 months, we have a world now that has we are at war with Russia. Russia said that the United States is the greatest threat to our peace, and we're at war with them. That's what he just said over the weekend. So we have a war in Russia going on. Obviously, there's a Iranian war going on. The Saudis and Israel, because Iran's now saying that they're going to get a nuclear weapon, and Israel, United States, and Saudi Arabia will stop it. North Korea, I mean, where Donald Trump walked across the border, you know, in a reconciliation. And I understand the politics of what that was, but it did open up a dialogue between you know, that little dictator and the United States. Now, you know, they might use North Korea as the proxy state to launch nuclear weapons, with, so they can have hands off. And you know, if they did, what would we do? Our response would be to North Korea. Would we attack China or Russia because of what North Korea did? So you know, there's that on the table. And obviously, the new one right now, well, not new, but it's gone into a new phase, is the conflict with China. And Nancy Pelosi represents that. You know, I had a upper official in the Chinese government tell me one time that, you know, our dealings with Taiwan, you know, being on a relation, a diplomatic relation with Taiwan, is like a man sleeping with another man's wife.
Yeah.
That's how China looks at Taiwan, is, you know, their property, and us going over there is, you know, doing the same thing as what an adultery would do. And so they look at it that way. And now, you know, we have really are going to be stumbling into another catastrophe. You know, we have catastrophe after catastrophe. We thought it couldn't get any worse after Afghanistan. You know, we'd left all those people there. We left $82 billion of weapons there. We left with our tail tucked behind our legs. The military was trying to get their own people out last. You know, and just, it was just absolute national debacle. And now we are at the precipice, as what you said, with these war games going on. Nancy Pelosi, CNN is reporting, is going to go there. Now, I don't know if she does or doesn't. If she doesn't go, this is the worst national foreign policy disaster we've had in my lifetime, if she doesn't go, because what it does is it transfers the mantle of power to China. We're afraid of China. We're afraid of what they'll do, and we back down. Japan, Korea, you know, all Taiwan, obviously, all the other Asiatic states, United States, you know, we with our bravado threatening everybody, and then when the bully does come out, we back down. That is a policy switch of absolutely gargantuan proportions.
Yeah, but Bob, I don't think it's because of military intimidation as much as it is blackmail against the criminal Biden family.
Well, yeah, I think it has a lot of dynamics to it. That is obviously one. One of the dynamics is that. I mean, you know, how much money has the Biden family, the Pelosi family, the Clinton family, and all these other people?
Well, you know, okay, you let me just interject this. I've spent painstaking effort, and I won't go through it, but Nancy Pelosi is tied to NATO, tied to the cartels who are controlled by China. Enough said there, right?
Yeah, okay, absolutely. Right. And Mitch McConnell. I mean, look at his wife.
Oh, yeah,
I mean,
his wife. Well, they set him up in a sweetheart naval deal for trading and shipping. $25 million worth of deal, according to my sources. Yeah. So, yeah, you're right on the money, Bob. So we're seeing that the same way.
Yeah, but again, you know, at the end of the day, you know, we have the two big kids on in the Asiatic realm that are really, you know, kicking the dirt and, you know, doing all the gesticulations of fighting. And one of them is we are either going to fight or back down. I don't think China will back down on this. I think there's a good chance we will back down. And at the same time, just a little caveat, I don't know if you saw that, you know, we're doing our war preparations right now in earnest because the U.S. military is hosting drag queen shows at military bases. I don't know if you caught that. Those are military preparations,
mm-hmm,
you know.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, yeah.
So we're really getting ready for the battle by dressing up, men dressing up as women. You know, I mean, it was disgusting to see that, but I mean, aside from all sexuality, the fact that the military should be neutral on it. It shouldn't be hosting things like that. I mean, why don't we host a bestiality show or a pedophile
it's
show?
Coming.
Or, you
it's
know,
coming.
Whatever,
it's coming.
Whatever. Yeah.
Bob, I'll
so
just
that,
throw this out.
Monkeypox
and kids. The only way these kids are getting monkeypox is because it's proof of sex trafficking in this country this government's ignoring or participating in.
Well, the latter is the case. I mean, it's obvious that the latter is the case, that we are participating in it. And At the highest levels of our government, pedophilia is being trafficked. And that's why, you know, I was talking to someone the other day, an intelligence person, that they don't think Jesseline Maxwell will ever really see the light of prison, because her services are still needed. You know, she will be used for what she did, in lieu of very, very gentle treatment or non-treatment, you know, just whatever. But she'll still be able to do what that she did, and that's to orchestrate young girls for old men. And they still need her services. So she was good at what she did. Not a good thing to be good at, but she was. And the need is still there. And so they'll use her with this semblance of prison. Now, that was an intelligence guy who told me that they'll think they'll use her, and that the prison sentence was just for public consumption. But again, Nancy Pelosi goes there, and one of the things I think we can see is you know, if China does try to shoot down that plane, that would be an all bets off thing at that point. But what I do suspect that we would see a dramatic increase is in the war of cyber war. And let me just give you some statistics here, Dave. In this country alone, every day there are 30,000 websites that have been hacked. I have been hacked on my website. Now, we've tried to put the best software in place with the best, you know, providers, but just a denial of service, DDoS attack, where, you know, just one IP address starts sending thousands and thousands of requests to a website, and then basically the website can't handle that traffic, so it shuts it down. You know, 30,000 times a day websites are attacked in the United States with this type of cyber war. Last year, there were 20 million data breaches in this country. And this is why I tell people, print your records out, your health records out, print your financial records out. If you have access to banking online, print your records out. Just don't go there, because we all like to do online banking. You know, okay, that's how much money I have in the bank. I can do this and this and this. And then we just close the account out. You know, print the records out so you'll have actual physical record. Should your bank be hacked, should your financial records be hacked, and they somehow disappear or just jumbled, the bank can't make heads or tails, you will have printed records of it. Make your passwords very complex, okay? The password is the key. The longer that password, the chances of breaking it through brute force meaning they just try every combination. An 8-letter alphanumeric password, a computer can break that very quickly. You go up to 20 digits, and it takes like a quadrillion years to break it. Yeah, alphanumeric, upper and lower case. It just becomes almost unbreakable. So, you know, you can use password generators to make a password that can be very, very difficult to break. So if you have simple passwords on your you know, banking or whatever, or even 8-letter passwords, 10-letter passwords, I would suggest going up to at least 16 letters on sensitive information passwords. So at least 16, preferably 20 digits, alphanumeric, upper and lower case, passwords. That's going to be one of the main things that you can do to protect your system. Another layer of protection you can have against this type of thing is a VPN. It's not a foolproof method, but it does give you a layer of protection that can mask your IP address from other people trying to hack your IP address. Dave, I know you recommend, what's the company you recommend?
Virtual Shield. The thing I like about them too is they move the IP address in milliseconds, and as well as the location, and then they encrypt it. So yeah, can actually go to Virtual Shield by going to hidewithdave.com. Thanks for mentioning that.
It's a critical aspect in our protection, because, you know, we all think of nuclear war, and I think nuclear war, or limited nuclear war, is in the near future. I think somebody's going to do something. The Democrats are desperate. They need a major, major distraction from their actual criminality in destroying the greatest nation that has ever been on the face of the earth. They need something, and, you know, a nuclear war would rally all the people together. You know, let's go kill them all. You know, that's what they would do, just like it did after 9/11. And, you know, they but so I think that type of thing is High level of probability is a nuclear war somewhere, a nuclear detonation somewhere, to galvanize the American people against an enemy, and that would take the attention off, you know, Pelosi. In fact, you know, Nancy Pelosi's whole thing of going to the Asiatic basin does take, you know, it's trying, you know, where's Paul Pelosi's, you know, insider trading deal now? Where's his drunk driving charges? The news cycle has conveniently shifted to make this one of the largest stories out there. So, you know, 20 million data breaches. This is where passwords come in. You have to up your game here. Granted, if you have a little simple account, you just do something on, if you keep a simple password on that, that's one thing. But if it's to do with banking, personal information, if you have social media, any of those things, you want to have a very complex password. You know, ransomware has gone up 150%. And ransomware usually comes from downloading something, opening an email. In fact, 94% of all ransomware and malware comes from opening an email. That, you know, yeah, I saw you on TV recently. Click this link to see if it's you. You know, those types of things. And curiosity gets to people. I mean, I don't know why. It's like, because I know what that is. But, you know, you won money. Click here. You know, Joe Blow's giving away $50 million. You get your part of it. And people click those things. So just be very, very, very careful what you click, because again, Russia and China will up the game. It will be a full-on cyber war against the United States, and I would say our economy is far more vulnerable to a cyber attack because of the way we're going more and more digital than an economy like Russia or China, which still have a lot of cash in their system and still will do not have the same level of warfare we have on cash. So I think their systems would be less vulnerable to it. I've been to China, and you know, the capacity for a full digital currency is not, it could not be incorporated into China, in the greater China. Maybe in some of the bigger cities it could, but throughout China it could not. So, you know, I think they would be far less vulnerable to that type of a cyber attack, closing banks down and so forth. Even though, you know, we've seen some of that recently. 24,000 malicious mobile apps daily. Your cell phone. You know, most people carry now, I mean, a lot of people don't even use a laptop anymore. They work completely off a tablet or, a cell phone. In fact, one of the things that we did at, if you want to do business on a tablet, Matt Everett, from Brushbeater, when he teaches intelligence course, said go in there and take everything Google off of it. Everything. Take every application off of it, because those things spy on you, and then download private, you know, web browsers and things like that, but take everything off that tablet so it cannot be used, because they, you know, all those companies do spy, and that's they spy through Chrome and Gmail and all, they spy through on it. So just go in there and uninstall all those programs, and that way you'll have a tablet that you've just upped the security level dramatically to it, and you can buy a dedicated tablet to do that. Buy one without a phone service, if you can still find it. It has internet thing, but it doesn't have a phone service, because the phone can definitely be a method to do that. Obviously, block your camera on it. More computers now have where the camera actually slides in where it can't be shown, but a tablet still has the camera there, so make sure you block that camera. And again, as I said, print out your health records. 53% of healthcare databases have been breached. You don't want your health record disappearing. That's why if you print it out, you still have it. I just know with the doctors I go to, I have a health portal, and I can log into that health portal and look at whatever test or whatever I've had done recently, and it'll tell me the results of it all. But I also have the ability to print it. And I think that's going to be critical. Again, your financial records keep that critical. And so as we see, if Nancy Pelosi does, and I think she has to go to Taiwan, I think China will do some type of action. They were, they've been saying, you've been warned.
Yeah, but they're not going to shoot her plane down unless there's actual conflict going on, to the RIMPAC games used as a snap drill, and then she could be collateral damage.
Yes. Whatever they do, I think it will be dramatic. It just as much as we cannot go to Taiwan, they cannot back down. Because if they back down to the United States, they know what that means. It really is two big kids on the block, and they all the gesticulation, like I said, of fighting is there. And to back down, the same thing would happen to them that'll happen to us if we back down.
Bob,
lose face.
We need to take this in a slightly different direction, because if she's going to Taiwan, this is no longer a matter that the administration's not involved in controlling the events there. What I'm wondering is, if she triggers a war, or at least a military conflict in the South China Sea, that kind of gives Biden plausible deniability for his son Hunter and himself if the Chinese come out with, well, we paid you this much money, and we can just call Chinese propaganda because they got their butt kicked in a battle.
They never say things like that, Dave. Yeah, of course, you're absolutely right. It'll be Russia disinformation, Chinese disinformation.
There you go.
You know, we already have the federal government calling it all disinformation. And so when China comes out with it, that video of Hunter Biden with underage girls, that's just made in computer-generated imagery. You're spot on there. 100% spot on. The war also gives them cover for a wrecked economy, for high inflation, for an open border, for runaway crime. All the things right now that Americans are disgusted with, it gives Democrats a place to hide because rah rah America, we need to unite together and fight the Chinese. I can so easily see how they would use a conflict like this to distract Americans from the misery of what the Biden administration has brought upon the United States. And I would fully expect that. Right now we see another wave of disease. CDC now is saying monkeypox is almost at the point of not being able to control it, a runaway disease, kind of like AIDS was when it first came out.
This is bullcrap, because unless you're gay and involved in those relationships,
let me say something on that. When AIDS first came out, it was a homosexual disease. Strictly. But if you read Lorraine Day's book, she was a trauma surgeon.
I've interviewed her, yeah.
She said that community went out and slept with prostitutes to spread the disease to the heterosexual community. It was biological warfare. That's what she says in her book. And, I could easily see that happening a second time, where that type of disease is in order to take away the stigma and to achieve a goal, which is further biological war, further destruction of the American people, it's a death cult, and they want to spread death. So I could easily see them doing things of that nature to spread the monkeypox to the general population. Using monkeypox as a biological weapon. If you have AIDS and you sleep, if you're homosexual and you have AIDS and you sleep with a woman, you're going to pass that disease on to her, and then she's going to pass it on to any other partner she has. So it's easy to get around that by doing that one thing, and I could easily see that happen. So as AIDS was in the early 80s, restricted to the homosexual community, monkeypox is, but it's easily circumvented to where it goes to the general population, as we've seen with children. Children are getting it. I don't think these children are homosexual, but I think they're being molested in some form, and so it's passing it on to the children.
But I still don't see, if you're not engaged in illicit relations, you're not going to get listen, Bob, here's my disclaimer. I almost forgot, Anthony Fauci, gain of function, perhaps they've modified it.
Yeah, they absolutely have modified this. I think it has a shingles version to it, and there's a lot of doctors saying because of the painfulness of it, shingles is extremely painful, and monkeypox is generally not that painful, and you've talked to people that have had this, and they say it was the worst pain they've ever experienced. So I would say, yes, it's been gain of function because the death cult wants to kill people. That's what they want to do. Dave, it's so simple as this. We live in a society where every form of deviant sex is promoted, from pedophilia all the way down to anything, what James Yeager says, midget donkey porn. It's all promoted. And you know, you have to ask yourself, which model would solve the problem almost immediately? If I continue to follow the liberals' model of sex with anybody, anything, anytime, anywhere, anyhow, or if I follow the biblical pattern of one man, one woman, one lifetime. If you follow that pattern, which works, empirically, it would go away almost, you know, surely the whole thing of sexual transmitted diseases goes away. 30% of Americans right now have a sexually transmitted disease, and a lot of them through no fault of their own. Those children through no fault of their own. A spouse that had a cheating spouse that catches a disease through no fault of their own. And a lot of times women found out they had AIDS because their husband was going out engaging in homosexual sex and coming home and sleeping with the wife, and he would give it to her. And that's how it spread throughout the entire population. And I would make the supposition that that's what's going to happen here. So I think we are, because they need another virus. They need another round of vaccines. They need all this other stuff that they continue to do. Yeah. I don't think the biological threat is going to go away by any means. We've always talked about smallpox being reintroduced. And, you know, I don't know. You know, monkeypox, smallpox, they are closely related.
They need,
it's a pox-related.
Well, they need an excuse to lock down society so they can steal the
election. Remask, re-lock down, yep. Force vaccines. It's there, and you know, with a disease, you know, just a month ago it was just a few hundred. Now it's, you know, 5,000, and another month could be 50,000, 100,000 people, and it could easily spread to the general population. Right now, I mean, when AIDS came out, they called it the gay cancer. You remember that?
Yeah.
That's what they called it. And I'm not saying it in a pejorative way. I'm just saying that's what it was called because it was seen as a homosexual disease. Now it's anybody has it. Everybody has it. I mean, you know, Magic Johnson, I think he contracted it, and you know, he wasn't homosexual, but it's so that's what I see is going to be happening with this and more diseases are introduced because the death cult does want to kill off humanity. And so, you know, I would say that this is another thing I would say, because we're open to cyber attack, Dave. I think the imperativeness of being able to communicate with your community, listen to what's going on, and communicate with neighbors is imperative, because you could take down communications, and this is why I promote, you know, radio so strongly. You know, with you can get the Bofang radios from us or Amazon anywhere. They're mid-$60. And you could use those line of sight communications about 5 miles. You could easily set up a relay system. If you use a repeater, which are repeaters all over the country, privately owned repeaters, you can get out 50 to 100 miles depending on the repeater you use from a little Bofang radio. I've done it, and it's not hard to do. You do have to have your license to do it. And that's why, again, I recommend that. But communication is going to be paramount, being able to listen to know what's going on when this happens, because again, I forgive me, Dave, but I just cannot. I see this world rushing headlong to the cliff, and you know, there's these little respites, like I said, like birth pains, but they keep coming faster and faster and stronger and stronger. And you know, it's going to eventually come the day when the system does break down, and your ability, as you said at the beginning of the program, to acquire food will be gone. Your ability to acquire any kind of water filtration will be gone. The government, during times of national crisis, could forbid the sale of ham radios, which they actually did in World War II. HF transceivers were illegal to sell. That's the transceiver that can talk around the world. But you can still listen. I mean, you know, you can listen, and listening is golden. Listening is an intelligence gathering tool. So, as we see right now, another crisis coming towards us at breakneck speed. If she goes, there's a problem. If she doesn't go, there's a huge problem for us. We've just backed down. If she goes, the Chinese are faced with either backing down or doing something dramatic. It can't be a half measure for them. It has to be a punch in the nose measure. It might not mean shooting her plane down, but it will have to be a punch in the nose measure to the United States. Because if he don't, you know, he's the president is over there. It's over for him. China has just lost complete face in the whole Pacific Basin, in South Africa. I mean, in Africa, where they're setting up strongholds all around the globe. their position is greatly compromised if they back down, and subsequently so would ours be if we back down. I mean, I can imagine what Japan...
I just had another thought about Pelosi. I think they would, our people would tell her, unless there's already been shooting, they're not going to shoot you down, but they are going to go after Biden and expose he and his son. This might be the move to get Biden out, which is what we know the establishment wants.
Well, absolutely. That's, I think the second round of COVID testing is malarkey. I don't know. I'm saying it couldn't happen, but maybe they just want to sequester him right now. Maybe he's having a bad Alzheimer's time, and they need to sequester him. So he had a resurgence of COVID. We've got to isolate him. You know, you really don't know. Sometimes things of that nature are illegitimate, and when John Kennedy had to do it in the Cuban Missile Crisis, they said he had a flu and had to bring him back to Washington for that. I mean, but the rear relapse of COVID, it sounds more like something other than that's going on with Joe. And, you know, if he died of COVID, you know, it's because of his weakened immune system. We could all go conspiracy on that very quickly, but a lot of times what they say is conspiracy theory, as we know, David, this turned out to be actual factual of what really happened. Again, you know, solutions, make sure you have food in place, because the food supply is being attacked from without and within. They definitely want to reduce the population and turn us into bug eaters. Fresh water, especially in the Southwest right now, is at critical levels, and I would make sure I stock up on as many as I could afford bottled water. Don't buy it in gallon jugs, because those are biodegradable, and about a year they'll start to leak. Get them in the plastic Dasani and Aquafina bottles, and stockpile as many of those as you can, and then also have the ability to filter water. If you live by the ocean, it's not hard, Dave, to make a solar still. I've done it. Where you can just take a very simple thing. I don't know if you want a carboy. Yes, a carboy is one of those 5-gallon glass bottles that you make homemade wine in. You can get them anywhere. And then just put a cork in it with a coil of copper on top, paint the glass black, and put salt water in it, and you will solar distill that salt water into fresh water.
I have a marketing idea for you. Maybe you could do a video on the how-to on this for our coastline residents, and then we'll air this on our TV show.
I could do that. It's not hard to do. I've got carboys because I used to make my own wine, and we could do that. So, another thing I think that could come from this thing with China and Russia is we see our infrastructure being attacked. Did you see that story, Dave, where they say some of our silos, the Chinese have built structures next to where our silos are at with ICBMs are in it, and the FBI is now questioning that some of the electronics they put in there could interfere with the signals that would give launch codes to those individual silos.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know.
Yeah. So, I mean...
Well, Bob, let me give you a little history on this. I covered this in 2014 with the Bundy Ranch, with Chinese putting those... Peter Reed, son of Harry Reed, paid $5 million to facilitate this on BLM land, and this was part of the controversy. Now, the Bundys weren't aware of what the Chinese were really up to. They thought it was solar. I'm telling you, Bob, in the midst of that solar, I freaking guarantee you they have EMP weapons that can knock down planes on takeoff, and here's why I say it. I've written articles, and the solar farms are near major military bases in the Southwest. And without exception, Davis Monthan, Luke, Nellis, I went through the whole nine yards and showed how they are. And then I covered something that happened at the border, I think around the same time frame, where an Iraqi general flying an F-16 out of Luke was brought down near Douglas, Arizona. And he never even ejected, never got a Mayday call out, never got nothing. And they said, I privately was told this was an EMP weapon launched from the ground. I think this
well, the
is
shipping
all
containers.
Connected. I think this is all.
Remember
connected.
All the shipping container weapons that the Chinese have brought into the United States? They actually have EMP rockets on them, or ballistic missiles, or something, and they bring these shipping containers in, which they bring millions in a year anyhow. And then one of the shipping containers just gets diverted somewhere into some place in the middle America, and inside that shipping container is a ballistic missile that launches and detonates an EMP or a nuclear weapon or whatever. This is not, we're not making this up. These are stories that have been reported by the highest levels of the U.S. government that China is doing this. They have them already incorporated into the United States. Again, even small towns, China will use any groups they can that hate America. So Antifa, BLM, they'll
CJNG, the cartel CJNG is doing this in rural areas.
The power stations. I mean, we get these big substations, those huge transformers. You know, 150 caliber round shuts the whole community down. Don't dig here. We've talked about this before, so that they know there's fiber optic cables or gas lines, telephone poles, the towers, cell phone towers. You know, even telephone poles that bring things down. The little substations you see on the side of the roads, those things where they have all the telephone wires connected into them. I mean, you know, there are plenty of groups in the United States that have learned how to attack these elements of our society, the infrastructure, and it's all there in play. And again, Dave, this is why we tell people, prepare, prepare, prepare. You know, I just say this. You know, we've had some pretty catastrophic things. When COVID first came out, I remember food went to 6 months backlog. All of a sudden, people, thousands and thousands of people who'd never bought food before, thought they could just call up and say, well, yeah, send me my 2-year supply and, you know, I want it tomorrow. Well, sir, there's a 6-month delay right now. I'm sorry. You can't have it. And that's what people wait for. It's I call the Florida hurricane syndrome. You know, you know you're gonna get a hurricane. So, and NOAA makes predictions, make landfall tomorrow in this part of Florida, and so everybody goes out to Home Depot and all want to buy. You know, 500 people want to buy 100 sheets of plywood. It just doesn't work. 500 people want to buy 50 generators in stock. It just doesn't work. And that's, I would say, and you've seen this too, that's how a lot of people want to prepare. When the crisis is there, they want to go down and get it, and it won't be available because what just-in-time has turned into get-in-line delivery. And so we see all the elements we've talked about this morning in play, active. The threat assessment against our infrastructure, the threat assessment against our internet, our cyber, cyber warfare, and it's there. I mean, and we're not the only ones saying it. I mean, the FBI has come out. I mean, look what the FBI said, about a year and a half ago. We expect to see cyber attacks and attacks on our food delivery system. Well, in the last year, there's been over 100 attacks on, you know, food delivery, food processing facilities. They say that, you know, the Southwest is going to experience a brownout, and all of a sudden there's a major explosion at Hoover Dam. I mean, forgive me for being a conspiracy guy, but me thinks there's something to it. But my point is, don't wait. We can't handle it. Dave, myself, Mike Adams, all the other companies out there that do preparation, we can't handle it. The supply chain can't handle it, whether it's water filters, radios, food, night vision, you name it. Ammunition, we saw the shortage of ammunition. People were paying $2 a round for a 5.56 round. We can't handle it when that crisis happens and then you call us up and say, I need it. I'm telling you, we can't handle it. You will get in line and wait. And Dave, each time the crisis happens, I wonder if this is the real one that shuts the whole thing down. COVID looked like it was going to be that, but now they have, you know, war on the horizon, both kinetic and cyber war. They have more and more emerging diseases coming out that are there. We see the food supply chain breaking down. We see, you know, in Southwest United States, I mean, they're at dangerous levels right now of water deprivation, to where they're going to people won't have any water in 30 days if it doesn't rain. So over and over again, we're seeing this. And my caution is this: And it sounds like a sales promotion. And if I was listening to it, I might think that too, except if I was informed. If I was informed and I understood the nature of how these people operate, I would say, you know, Hodges is right, Griswold's right, Quayle's right, Adams is right, that the next crisis that happens is going to be bigger than the one we just came out of, and the supply chain will be further and further taxed. As we move towards a digital currency, they will be able to control and say, you can't buy this kind of food anymore. There's not enough food to go around right now, much less buying for, you know, a year. You can't have it. Or you can't have night vision. You can't have radios. Radios pose a danger to the security of the United States. I mean, these people go so far. MSNBC right now, right-wing sheriffs are doing some really shady political organizing against the electoral system. It's on MSNBC right now. So if you're a constitutional sheriff, they're radicalizing you. I mean, they're actually doing a January 6 on them. These people are insurrectionists.
Part of that's true, too, but they're also doing a BS propaganda program. Sheriff Mack met with some people that run elections in Maricopa County. He was on my show the other day and talked about this.
And they're making them
believe that they've corrected everything. And as we talked it out, they haven't corrected anything. It's going to be the same BS that it was before.
Probably worse. That's the subtitle. Nevada County Sheriffs Ron Unger, Jesse Watts, a couple names, and Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association with founder Richard Mack. They're labeling them as domestic terrorists for definitely saying, "Gosh, the 2020 election was rigged." And it was disinformation what they're saying, but now, you know, Denise D'Souza has proved it was rigged beyond any shadow of a doubt. Everybody knew it, but it's been proved.
Well, and so, yeah, they plan on doing it again. I'm going to toot my own horn here. So did Dave Hodges and Liz Harris.
Yes.
On our own efforts, we showed it was rigged.
So
when Richard was on my show, Richard Mack was on my show, he was really clear about this point. Nothing's changed with the elections. Nothing. Our elections are just as much at risk as they were before, if not more so.
Yeah, well, that's 2020 election deniers seek refuge in constitutional sheriffs. I mean, how horrible. Dave, the country's ending. We have constitutional sheriffs.
I know. Listen, we have a right to challenge any election, any casted vote. That's our right as a U.S. citizen, and they're calling it terrorism.
Yeah. Yeah, 2020 election deniers seek out, you know, favorable county sheriffs because they believe in the Constitution. But again, so the attacks are from without, from within, and they're just getting worse and worse. And I just tell people, you know, again, get your heart right with the Lord Jesus Christ. Seek him, get under his protection, surround yourself with good people. You're going to need them. You're not going to do this alone. You're going to need, not a commune, but a community. And a big difference where individuals make a community, you know, mindless sheep make a commune with a warlord at top. That's not what we want. That's what they want. So get your food, get your water, get prepared, because right now we are facing some very, very perilous times, Dave. And I don't know where this thing in China is going to go. Nobody ever thought shooting one elected official would start World War One, but it did. Archduke Ferdinand shot him. Nobody ever thought that would
it'd be interesting. Nancy Pelosi, the Archduke Ferdinand of the 21st
century. Shoot him, and then nobody would have thought. But World War One, 20 million dead people precipitated from that one action. Nobody would have thought it. So it's hard to predict where the dogs of war go. Who would have thought we'd been in Afghanistan for 20 years? Who would have thought we ever left Tuck Tail and left all that weaponry behind?
That was intentional.
And left 6,000 Americans
intentional.
Behind.
I understand it. I believe it. It was intentional. We're arming our enemies for a reason. Listen, it's clear. I'm not going to hide it any longer. Even people on Fox are starting to say it. There's intentionality to what's going on. Biden was placed in power to symbolically go against everything American and tear this country down. But he's not calling the shots. It's Obama and Susan Rice that are tearing this country down. And they have their complicit co-conspirators with Merrick Garland, Christopher Wray, and all the rest of these Nazis running our country.
I mean, again, you know, Fox News is reporting China vows U.S. will endure consequences if Pelosi travels to Taiwan. Dave,
you
know, sometimes you feel frustration because you just keep saying it and saying it, and you just wonder, really, how many of our fellow Americans are listening? Because, you know, you and I can't save the country alone. We need a great awakening in this nation, spiritually and politically, awakening in this country to rescue it from the clutches of these absolute Luciferian godless tyrants that want your death. They want your deprivation. They're like serial killers who love to hear us squeal for mercy as they sit there and strangle us to death. That's what they're like. They want the groveling. They want the pleading. You know, give us the crumbs off your table. They get into that. They're sociopathic that way. But in order to do something, it has to be more, you know, just a few people. This has to be a national awakening.
I got to cut this here because real quickly, I need you to tell people how to come to Ready Made Resources and get what they need. And we got about 15 seconds.
800-627-3809, 800-627-3809. We still have the deal going on with night vision. If you buy any night vision from us, you get a $189 light interference filter that protects your night vision from lasers, $189 filter for free. All you have to do is mention the Hodges Show or laser, whatever, and we'll give you a free light interference filter if you buy any night vision.
Sounds great. ReadyMadeResources.com. Bob Griswold, our esteemed guest. Thanks so much, Bob, and we may have you on sooner rather than later as events warrant. Thanks for coming on. Great job.
Sure thing. God bless. Bye-bye.